Hello, mother.
Well, hello, daughter.
How are you?
That's a loaded question. I'm above ground, love and life.
How are you doing today?
Today, in this now moment, because I'm used to chaos, I'm, right in my element, and there's no shortage of shit that happens on the daily for mom. What is the date today? August.
28th.
Sarah's birthday. Happy
Happy
birthday, Sarah Bear.
birthday.
I got a niece that turned 40. That makes, and it's just
She
like,
looks
wow.
good for 40,
Well, it
though.
must run in the
I
family,
was
girl. They
just
must
thinking
be
that
looking at
too.
us like, damn, them women age like fine wine. Well,
Agree.
some of us do. Her kids asked if Aunt Lee was my mom
Yikes.
at Justin's wedding. Yikes, nothing. That's like top tier when you're the older sister. And she's my Irish twin. She's 11 months younger than me. And we all know she might be mistaken for maybe
You want to
a
see what
little
my
older.
husband did yesterday?
He painted your
He
toenails?
did.
Oh, how
Look.
sweet. You fucked one up already.
I didn't.
What's this?
That was probably him. I think he ran into it with a sock.
Oh, how sweet.
I know, I got a picture of
I kind of miss having a man in those parts, but he's got to
him.
live
Here's
next
the other
door.
one.
Well done. Great color. Is that for the wedding?
No. He picked it out. I
I
told him
like the dark.
he's got to clean the
I like the dark.
edges.
You must have a really good mixture of your dad and I's feet because you don't have mom's feet.
I
I
don't,
could
but I
stick
have
you.
dad's long ass fucking toenails. This is after I
And
shaved them down.
toes. I think your toes are
I don't know.
a little longer.
My
Is your second toe longer than your first toe, like your
yeah.
dad's? Yeah, those aren't my feet.
I call them my tingers. What do you mean? They sure fucking
All
are.
right, yeah, they kind of are.
Yeah.
Well, at least we don't have Grandma Mongar's feet. They were kind of bad.
I don't remember. I didn't.
Oh, yeah, they were kind of bad, I'm just saying. But they could have been worse because Liz Book, the neighbor, I used to draw her feet, and my mom would tell me, you don't draw that at her house because her toenails were like perfect squares. So I would draw this round thing and then a square in the middle of it, and I would draw them, and my mom would be like, you can't draw. She's like, what are you drawing? I'm like, Liz Book's toes.
Yikes.
Nice.
Oh, and then I don't even think he
I'm glad
knows
you
I
have
took
that.
pictures.
That's so
He
sweet.
didn't want me to see that he fucked up
Oh.
on one of them.
Oh, how sweet.
He even picked out the color.
How sweet. That's so sweet. Can we segue to people? Because, wow, people are
Well,
dicks.
anyway, I just want to last admire
Yeah, you should.
my painted toenails.
Lovely feet, Sonia. I'm glad you experienced a good hubby. Painted your toenails, but even the bad ones do it. Bad hubbies. But I love the color. Very deep wine, shiny.
Didn't even have to like beg or
Pretty.
plead him to paint my nail. He's like, yeah, I
Oh, I would
guess.
never ask anybody to do it. But if they offer now, because I had a dum dum and dum dum used to do it for me. Sadly, excuse me. Oh boy, that was a good lunch, wasn't it?
It
From
was.
Pepino's. Yeah, it was amazing. From across the street. DoorDash.
I know, I think hubby might be coming here.
Oh, sweet. Then the leftovers will go to somebody else. See, we
Yeah.
saved all those calories. Oh, I'm proud. Okay. Very good. Where was I going with that? What was I saying?
Now that you had a dum-dum already that had.
Yeah, and it bothers me that, thank you for remembering that. Yeah, I'll always cock an eyebrow. Like, yeah. Because when you have somebody that pretends to do those things and you think it's like, he's the one because he wants to paint my toenails, which I think is great. I love, and I'm not even, and if you're listening, Dum Dum, I still hold deep, fondly to those, times where if we were getting ready for vacation and he'd be like, can I paint your toenails for you? I never wanted him to because of
He did a
the fun.
great
He did do
job.
a great job, but he messed up on that one, and it looks
That's
like you,
okay.
and it looks like you cut your toenails wrong because it's a dark color. But yeah, I totally get it.
That's okay.
Yeah, they
It'll
look
come off in
great.
the shower.
They look great. Yeah, exactly, because it's on your skin. Because I used to have to paint my pinky toenail on because I lost it once, and you can't even tell. You just paint a nail on there.
No, I asked him because he's
Oh,
a.
you asked him to do
I
it?
asked him.
Aww.
Yeah, he's a man's man, so he's not gonna be like, "Can I paint your toenails?"
Oh, so all right, even better. All right, I like that. I like that he did it, that you
It's
asked
more
and he
of
did
like
it.
I was like, "Hey, honey, I hate being at a certain angle, paint my toes."
Yeah.
Can you paint my toes? He's like, yeah. I go, what color you want them? He's like, red. And I go, what made you think of red? I was like, are you just saying red? Or like, did you really? He's like, no, I want to see them red. Because I don't know if you know this, but anytime I paint my nails, he's the one that picks out the color.
I did not know that because you painted them at my house. Was it
Well,
Mother's
that was
Day?
different.
Yeah, because I had this fun green.
Yeah. But for my toes specifically, yeah, he's in the decision of what to paint them. I mean,
Well,
shit,
I'm
he'll put
happy
his
for you.
fucking mouth on my toesies because he likes them. So yeah, he should be able to pick the color.
Fair enough.
But
Happy
no, I
for
like
you.
that he'll paint my
It
toesies.
matches perfectly, but your nails on your fingers don't match your toes.
I know they don't. I just did this last minute. But I have to change them already.
So the dilemma of the stolen mother of the groom dress has been solved, and I'm answering comments on the Book of Faces about
Yeah, I'm
my
so glad
post.
it
We are
got.
at the end of August, Sonia. This
Dude.
is blowing my fucking mind. Like, what in the world? I just was waking up and I was like doing it on my hands, like, oh good, it's August 9th. I got time. What
Man,
the fuck?
I'm just
There's
excited that I'm wearing a long sleeve today.
It is a little cooler. I could have See, I almost wore this half khaki jacket that I got, and I'm like, I better not,
Dark
because
khaki or light khaki?
it's light khaki, and it, yeah, but it's
Yeah,
amazing.
but you can pull off shit like that.
Yeah,
Anyway.
so can you, but I was like, I better
Okay.
not wear it because I don't want Sonny to steal it because it's this really different style because it's a short crop, wider jacket.
I didn't send you this jacket because I knew you would have bought it for yourself. Because
Don't.
I would have wanted it too.
Yeah.
Oh, super
You
cute.
know how many dresses I've like, okay, but you've seen two of them on today. Two of, and Baltic Born, well done.
I love that website.
Baltic Born, holy shit. Everything, the craftsmanship, everything about the dress that I got, which I think will be the one I wear, don't you think? Yeah. Is amazing. Incredible color. Pull it all together. Family pictures are going to be amazing.
I know I just got my dress on Monday. Man, I worked a long shift on Monday.
But don't
Got
buy any of
home.
those boob things because I have a couple pairs.
What kind of boob things, though? Is it
One,
tape or is it like
no, they're
a
cups, and one even legit has a
clip in the
flat.
middle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I like those.
And then another one is just the cup with no clippy do.
Well, I was.
And I think it has a strap where you can put the strap around your neck and pull the girls up.
I
I'm not
know. I was
sure.
blessed with little boobies, and
Yeah, me too. And I like
I
them.
went to go try my dress on, and I have my dress on, and the fucking top part of my dress like comes out like this. I'm like, oh, we gonna have to hike the girls up quite a bit to the for them to look full in the dress.
Yeah, then you probably want the one that you can pull up and button.
But I was here when I measured myself. I had that thin
I
black bra on.
told you.
You did tell me, but I was like, this bra is thin enough. This is thicker than my bra. But it's because I have to oof, all the way up.
I think that that'll fit. Well, I'm a B cup. I
I'm a
ain't
B cup too.
same. Yeah, they'll be fine for you. I can wear my regular bra now because I didn't get anything silly with an open back. Nothing. Now, I do have a question. The first minute you seen me in that dress, you wanted to know if I was going to wear that gold belt, which is also very cool, with it. Was there a reason why? Could you see my spare tire or something?
No.
Well, why'd you ask if I was going to wear a belt with it?
Because the dress is already shiny enough, and I thought that the belt might really just be icing on the cake.
No, the belt's for the other dress, but
Yeah, I
isn't the
know.
other dress amazing?
It
Come on
is.
now.
That is a cute, flowy
Yeah.
dress for sure. I don't think I'd wear
Yeah.
a light dress like that, but you can pull off
No, and I
color.
don't want it's all for pictures. I don't want it to be too loud, that light sage with you guys's emerald green. That's going to be a satin, which doesn't match your texture at all, that one, the light colored one. But the Baltic Born dress is satin, like your guys's dress, you know, so I think pictures will flow really well.
No, I agree. Did Isabel tell you that her dress already came with like a slit in?
I thought that she wanted the slit.
Yeah, but she got the dress that she picked didn't have a slit in it.
But it got
It
one.
had one in it.
Oh, she probably got one that was returned
Maybe or
and then
something.
resent.
Yeah.
Well, the
Well,
other,
no, I think she did the
oh, well,
custom thing.
Mondrasi, here's the thing. If you're ordering a dress, I don't care if you're a bridesmaid or mother of the bride or groom, read the fine print because China does have some rules. I'm just saying. The Mondrasi, love the gold dress. You didn't see the gold dress on, but I did send you pictures of myself and a video in the gold dress. I think with a pair of heels, it'll be lovely, but too shiny for Jacob's wedding. And I have to keep it because their return policy is I didn't read it, and that they will only give me 25%
Fuck
when it's on.
that. No.
And then I got to pay to have
We'll
it returned.
find a purpose for that dress.
Yeah. And right then, my girlfriend asked me, I think in 2026 or 2027, longest girlfriend I ever had, like still that it's still standing. I think we should go to Greece and do that windblown dress that everybody's doing, where the dress, you jump off something and the dress flows out. She's like, I think we need to go to Greece with our dresses and have our pictures taken in Greece. I'm like, I'm in.
You'll have to send me
Have fun.
whatever she's talking about.
Yeah, she wants to book it through a travel agent.
Those are still a thing.
Apparently. I know, right, with AI and everything.
Yeah.
Whatever. You can't trust anybody. You can look at it. You can look at an Airbnb, and then when you get there, like, wow, that was some really creative fucking photography. Like, holy hell, fuck.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no kidding.
And even with houses, if you're house shopping, I can't even imagine. But
Oh, they gotta get creative now.
yeah, well, market ain't the same. And now it's apartments. You know, they don't want you owning anything.
Nope.
And apartment rent. Seriously, I would have to be an OnlyFans, a successful one, successful plant store, all the things before I could even think about ever affording the rent around here, even in the shithole West Side
I know.
urban
My husband's
area.
like totally okay with me selling feet pics.
Like, holy fuck. Wow. Insane. And then if you want to eat on top of it, you're fucked. Like, basically, because wow.
Oh, don't get Ben and I wrong. We love being house poor. Because
Yeah, that's
one.
different. I'm talking about me from a 55-year-old woman's
What I'm
perspective
saying,
and
like being.
living in her childhood bedroom, trying to
Well,
get
being house
out.
poor, my point is, we still eat good.
Yeah.
We be eating good. Like,
That's
that's what
important.
makes us house poor. But
Yeah.
guess what? We're in a home. Our bills are paid.
Which is good because there's people out there, like I'm assuming, like this lady pushing the Meijer cart. Look at, you know, it could be way worse for us right now.
We could.
Yeah. So I'm trying to be grateful, even when I'm nasty about customers coming in. Because now, if I were asking you honestly, and I never didn't say a word about that one lady that came in with the cuttings, did I read it wrong? Would you have sensed that there was something in here that she's constantly looking at or for, but wasn't going to leave with anything that was like really expensive?
I mean, not really, but I
Oh,
guess I'd have
okay.
to see how she was the last
Yeah, the
handful
last few
of
times she got, one
times.
time she got caught on the live and was not thrilled about that at
Yeah.
all.
No,
And then the mayor, that's his new. So even that, did you sense any of that tension with that? Because of what I told you about. So at the city of Walker's office, that a particular person invited me to be on camera for National Floral Designer Day. And I spent $200 on perishable flowers. No email, no nothing. I'm here at the butt crack of dawn to be filmed for this. Nothing.
nothing.
No show. Nothing. Like I was fucking nothing. So I took those flowers later on the day and went live and said, hey, so and so, missed you this morning. What in the fuck? Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? And you work for the mayor in the city of Walker? Ouch. No. And this is precisely why I don't belong to the chamber. Thank you. But no, thank you.
One thing you can tell as the weather is starting to change and it is turning into fall
Sweater,
weather,
wetter.
I can already even see it in retail. You can tell the shift of people.
The traffic, if that's any indication
Yeah, like
of what the fuck.
not just back to school shit, just like I don't even know. Like when people, winter specifically, when people are hermits, being so inside mentally, they're just like fucking, I'm just gonna shit on people. I'm just gonna shit on people because I have nothing else better to do. I can tell the attitude.
I didn't even really know it was a holiday weekend. It's a holiday weekend. Did you get the memo? It's a holiday weekend.
I know I work the holiday weekend
Fuck that. In
and the
retail,
holiday.
I'm totally taking Monday off. But I'm gonna
Good.
revamp. I don't get a day off, but
Anyway, I totally lost concentration of what I was
I
saying.
know. I can't wait till I'm no longer a sitting duck here. Do you see how it can be very taxing on a person when somebody wants your energy all the time and just want to pop in on you? And I could segue and take many routes to that particular. I haven't decided whether I'm we have a lot coming down the pike. But mom, would you say it's a fair statement for our listeners that I'm a sitting duck here?
Yeah.
For the most part. And that's okay. That's okay. Lots going
Anyway, what
on.
the fuck
Yeah.
were we talking about?
I don't know. I forget because somebody walks in and I knew that was going to be that kind of day. Has it not been that kind of day since we've wanted to
It
start?
has been the past few
Yeah.
weeks.
Yeah. I know. Every time I want to sit and talk podcast, it seems like, and then people are in here, you notice, but they're not buying anything. What do
No.
they want? My time for free. For nothing. I got to bump those numbers up. And then I get pissed. Here's another thing is I legit have now had people walking in with their plants and want an on in-house diagnosis for free. And those are the same people that are paying $16.99 for a fucking plant app. Like
Put a price
how?
on it.
Yeah, I know, but how do you do that and still stay a community?
You could quite literally
I'm
be
gonna
like,
have
due
to
to an
say I don't have.
influx of,
Want to take care of that for mom and get handle it. If I had a staff, I would tell somebody to handle it. I can't. It's getting to be too much. The texts until 11 o'clock at night, Monday through Sunday. It's a lot. And who would have thunk being a plant lady would be so chaotic?
Any messages you get, tell them to reach out to me and set up an appointment.
I'm gonna have to start doing that. So
I get some of those messages too for
I
those
know,
on
but
Instagram.
yeah, but you're not getting some of them, which whether that's because of whatever, but look at Amazon guy who was in that last episode, I'm sure that will play before this one, that we're talking to Alabama John and rehashing how I'm having a visitor come visit, and then the Amazon guy walked in and I'm not gonna fucking listen to a word you say because you were a no-show today.
Yep. You're supposed to email me.
Yeah, no follow through. Go fuck yourself. If I'm done. And then the theft here between the plant being stolen and then the update on that, somebody finding, and this is alleged, I don't know this for certain because it's hard to identify a propagated plant that somebody has split, but I was blocked from this particular ad on Marketplace. So is she on the suspect list? Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. And she was in my store that Saturday before the plant noticed on Sunday being stolen. Didn't buy anything. So again, that training, FBI training for the bail bond business actually worked. She infiltrated herself in the story, but that's a whole different podcast episode. But the
Paid off.
And then the Amazon guy delivering my package after hours of my mother of the groom dress, which you were a witness, and I don't believe I read that energy wrong. I don't believe she would have ever returned that dress. Had I not put her out on blast, hey Jennifer, upstairs, did you happen to get a package by accident? Fair?
Fair.
Yeah. So,
Hey, you got the dress though.
yeah, I got the dress and it's amazing. I love it. Thank you. I don't know who the designer or whoever it is, or the brand name, whatever, but it was only $48 after tax and it was
You're
amazing. Oh
cute.
my God, so fucking awesome. I'm not wearing that one. Baltic Born, yours wins, and I believe yours was $170.
They are pretty fair with the material they use, I will say that. Because
Yeah,
I
that was
have.
that's a nice material, but I think it's worth every bit of the 130
Yeah.
after their coupon. I paid 134.
Because I have two dresses from them and I love
But the
them.
$200 gold dress, I better be able to wear that somewhere on a cruise, Golden Globes, whatever.
Now we'll find a spot. I can't remember if we talked about this last time we truly talked.
You mean on the microphone?
Yeah.
When we were on the phone with Alabama
No,
John?
no, 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 no. I'm talking about like you and me.
Oh, just chatting on the phone?
No, just you and me chatting
Oh.
on the podcast. We are going to roll over eventually into us doing our jewels together
Yeah, I think we did
while
announce that we were going to have
chit-chatting.
a Route 37 merch line that you'll be doing. We both will be, at
Well, it'll
least.
be both like a merch line, but it'll also be like a creative, like a multitasking creative time where we'll not only chit chat and talk about shit, but also make pretties.
That you can purchase from that particular episode.
Yes.
So we will post what merch goes with what episode, and then we'll put it on once we get it up and running our Spotify merch account, where all of our merch will be. But it will all be handcrafted as far as the jewelry goes, be bracelets, earrings, and such to choose from. That's fun. Your earrings are amazing. I think we should do a little short or something for it. Or you should do a little short for your earrings to give them, since we've just now talked about it, especially on the stories part, especially on Instagram. Start showing those pictures to get people interested, especially the ones that you've made so far.
Well, half of them aren't even done. They're missing,
But
like.
you're ordering the cardboards and stuff, and then you still got to get the logo for our
Yep.
rubber stamp. So stay tuned. We got lots happening here. I'm excited.
I
It's gonna be a fun
know
fall.
this fall is
Fall,
gonna be
y'all.
great.
Fall. I love this time of year.
I know, me too.
Nesting. Oh my God, I love this time of year. Sweater weather.
Sweater
Your
weather.
sister has a tea cart down here too. It's getting kind of that's gonna be exciting.
I
But now I hope nobody
know.
burns themselves or do something stupid. She wanted to have a paring knife out here on a cutting board, and I was like, yeah, we can't do that.
No.
No.
No. Liability.
So the one teapot was so cute, but I don't like the idea of a cordless teapot, so I got a different green one. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be cute.
Oh yeah, that one does look cute.
Did you see the green one?
I did.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's a cute color.
Yeah. Matte with a little bit of copper on top. There's cuter ones. I want to get one for every day of the week. Don't even get me started there. You
Mother.
should see the ones that I have in the save for later. I want to do a coffee bar now, but I don't want to compete with your sister's product, so I won't, because she's earning money for school. But they have the most darling green espresso cups. Can you imagine just a little tiny espresso bar here? Oh my God. Oh my God. Get up all the syrups. All the syrups.
Yeah, all the
All the syrups.
sugar.
Well, they those lemon infused raw cane sugar cubes. And the little tongs, I wanted them so bad, but I had to reel it in. It's not my tea cart. Well, whatever. But the raw honey jar and all that fun stuff, she'll get a kick out of that. I think, did you see her stuff in there too? Because it wasn't mine. The
Yeah,
clothes
I
were
could tell
mine.
who's was who.
Yeah, I know. So the clothes, I didn't plan on keeping them all on there, but don't you think? I already have that sweater in orange.
The orange,
With the big
white.
puffy arms.
Oh no, that's a different one
But I'm getting it in the cream because I already have it in the orange. So make
then.
sure you have your or whatever by the end of the day for your jewelry making needs. And I'll probably be going to the Hobby Lobbies to look for beads because I have that order for your sister's cheer competition roommates
You gotta put in
OTD
the order for the green
Oh my god, those green ones.
Those are the only ones
Gee.
left. There's only one of them left.
Then we should be placing that order before you leave. Did you see that those ones come in other colors? Did you see the mustard color like this one? This color?
No. I just saw the
They
green.
have a purple one too. No, they got a lot of them. I spent too much time on Amazon last night.
Sometimes you gotta, man.
But I went to the Ascend Pot store to check in and got a high compliment from Emma that works the front desk. She listens. She thinks we're going to go far. Thank you, Emma. We needed that. You're quite the draw, Sonia. People like listening to
That's
you.
funny because you have more stories than I do. I haven't even touched into my life or anything.
I know, but at least we get to banter back and forth. What was the fucking shit you sent me last night?
Send you a lot of
No, I
shit.
know.
I be
And I hate
blowing people's phones up.
Seeing that MILF like that. What the fuck
That
is
one
this?
MILF
Yeah,
me.
whatever. What did you send me? What was the one of the
Hold
last
on, let
things
me
you
go
sent me?
back.
Yeah. Because it was serious. It
And
was.
I think I sent you the post too. I sent you another post that was
Hey, is
like
she sending this to me because she wants to talk about it on the
both.
podcast? Yeah, that's what I thought.
But some of them will be like, or I sent this one to my girlfriend, Cassandra. Hey girl. One of them, I'm pretty sure it was like, I may be blowing up your phone with XYZ memes, but that just goes to show that I've thought about you XYZ times.
Fair.
Shit on your shirt. All right, which one?
I think it was the very last one that you sent.
The AI one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben and I listened to that one
Yeah,
yesterday.
that, 'cause that one right there, like that one. That one right
Wee.
there. Not gonna lie, because I've been saying that for a little minute. And I'm not even a Nobel Peace Prize winner, but you know it's bad when the person receiving the award, was it the Nobel Peace Prize? Yeah. That you know it's bad when he took the time for his
People,
speech, his thank you speech was warning people
Oh yeah,
about
absolutely.
what he
And he
created.
went on, I think it was either before or after he won the Nobel that he went on to interview like with other people about it.
Well, I would hope so to elaborate a little bit. Did you, and then I love how they pan to some of the people in the
Yeah,
audience, to the audience, and they're like,
trying to keep a straight
yeah, and
face
they're like,
or.
wow, he's saying that shit out loud. Or they looked afraid for him, like,
Yep.
that's against code. You can't go against code because I woke up in the middle of the night and I had to write this down. This is how bad this was. So, and please don't come at and lambaste me. This is just me trying to put together pattern recognition, but with the I don't even want to call it a trend because it's not a trend, but with the whole trans movement and same-sex couples and all the fun things, but in order for them to normalize cloning, stay with me now, they and for same-sex couples to have babies and all the fun things, they have to have a like precursor to normalize it. Does that make sense? To desensitize it so it's like not that big a deal no more. Like, hey, remember when we used to see this on the Jetsons and now it's happening in real fucking life? So I feel like that there is a big connection to AI. I mean, for all the things that are definitely, I will be dead and gone. It won't matter, but you probably catch the tail end of it. Your kiddos will definitely be in the thick of virtual whatever. And I forget, Christy had just said, and I forget what the percentage of people of all age groups that they predict will be in an intimate relationship
With
with a
AI.
robot
Yeah.
of some sort, which of course is AI.
I already know a huge chunk of a population that would roll over to it immediately. I mean,
Immediately. Yeah, now. Now.
immediately.
Which blows my fucking mind. And some of them are even in my age
He
group,
literally went
which
off to s
blows my mind.
literally, like, he practically, and I'm gonna quote someone, that video that I sent you, one of the comments was like, and that right there is the perfect beginning for a fictional movie for such a thing that he's
This already
talking of.
happened probably many years ago.
Yeah.
So this has been in the making for a long time, and it has to be released in bits because consciously, because mind warfare and all the fun things. But seriously, they're, I guess that like one lady had said, it's like 103, like she's lived through so many, the world is collapsing, that she's like, it's just a new world giving birth to itself, technology wise. Because look at how many things at 103, how many technical advances. If you've lived to see 103, how many technical advances that you get to got to see in your lifetime? Where like you and Jake's generation, some of Isabel's, but Jake and you guys are on the cusp, Jacob for sure. But there was no cell phone yet. There was,
I remember our dial-up
DVDs
internet.
and Blu-ray was just like
That's
now
bootlegged
starting,
DVDs? Hell yeah.
that shit where you didn't, and then it took an astronomical leap. From and then it went to what was that thing you had to have that slid?
iCloud.
No, that
No.
little tiny thing. What was it,
The
iPod?
Nano? The i.
Yeah, whatever. And then you could start
Don't
downloading
even. You
music.
loved yours. You
I
lo
did, but just look, the technical jump from cell
Yours
phone
was a blue one.
to that. You went from no more not needing any more VHS or, CD burning equipment. Or any of that because of downloading music. So there's many technical advances that we've all, got to see. So I'm imagining before I die, I'll be like, oh no shit, the Jetsons were right. Cars can fly. Imagine that when that comes down the pike, like holy fuck.
Yeah, that is why I am quite grateful for just how I am as a mother and a wife. I do like to remind my family how grateful we are for, the things that we have and
It's important.
are not so, well, I mean, we are digital, but not like fucking crazy digital. Like, I know some people that are like fucking crazy into that shit.
You mean like the virtual stuff,
Well, just like
or
glued to their
because
devices type shit.
one of my most watched stories, I don't know if you caught it, was when I took Isabel to lunch. And on at the restaurant, I'm like, what the fuck? I thought they were locking up the ketchup. There are these cages on the tables with a key, and I'm like, what are they locking up the condiments and leaving the key there if you need it? That seems silly because you just take the thing. And she's like, no, you know what I bet it's for? To lock up your cell phones, so you're not on your phone during dinner.
That's sad.
Yeah, and that's what Isabel's comment was. But on my stories, it's one of my most watched stories on the Book of Faces, because and she literally says that, and I'm like, that's kind of sad that. And of course, she didn't. She took her phone. I mean, she left her phone in there, but it. I can see, and I'm getting to a point, and this is the worst part for me, because there was a time I felt like a need to stay. And keep posting. I don't even want to post, number one. But for business wise, podcast wise, the minute you don't post on the daily, they fucking forget about you. That's how fast this timeline is moving. You cannot, but on the turn side, the other two pages that I run just because,
Excuse
bless you, to see
me. Sorry.
that I never post on. They're neck and neck. I'm gaining followers. I ain't posted nothing on two for 2 years. And you got bots still following you? Or like, so it seems
Fucking
weird.
bots.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking, don't even get me started. I can't stand that the fake ass people in real life. Like, wow, this is where we're at. And then the people that tried to manipulate. Wow, we got many routes we could take. Today we could. There's too many routes I could take
I
today, and I'm
know.
really
I'm having
restraining
a.
myself today because so much happens to me on the daily. I had a very busy, chaotic weekend. I'm not ready to talk about it yet, but
No, we will.
and
I'm having a hard time lately. I'm trying to figure out how Because our episode, there's gonna be like a major episode of us.
Episode 37 is coming in hot. That's going to be a big one.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like our episode, like our story, our shared story.
Which one?
Where we dive into like our own.
Oh, okay. Like personals stuff?
Yeah. I'm having a hard time figuring out how I want to segue or how we want to do that because, not gonna lie, that fucking episode is not gonna be fucking 37 minutes. That's gonna be a parter for sure. Which is another thing.
Oh, the
Same.
37, yeah.
Yeah, and like, same with. You know, my heart surgery and all that. I don't know how to. I
But I
don't know.
don't like anything scripted. I think if
And it's
you
not
said
that
to me, if you said to me, Mom, I would like to take over one of the podcasts because I really like to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and then I would just let you roll with it because I feel like that there are many things that you could talk about for people that are like in your age group. And as I just said when I popped into Ascend Pot, the cannabis store, how the young lady really, I could, how genuine, Emma, thank you. I needed that feedback. I mean, it's kind of a big deal when you find out people are listening to your podcast, number one. Number two, because it's for me, it's kind of cringe and it's real life shit.
Right.
But how proud I am as a mom that I can really sense, because it's always, I love the ones with you, with your daughter. They're really identifying with you. And let's face it, the age group that's listening probably the most right now is your age group. And I
I know,
love
and
that. So if you
that's
wanted to take any topic and run with it, you always have the floor.
I don't know. I guess I would want to hear more from the people. I mean,
That's fair.
I could talk about just about anything. I would love suggestions on what people in my generation want me to talk about. But I will say, I mean, a lot of people also like how we talk to each other and how we are. They love how we converse back and forth
I
together.
think that I don't know how to be any other way, but it does blow my mind that people can see that we do have a very authentic, transparent aura, both of us energy signature, which I will always be like dumbfounded that not everybody has it, which kind of is weird, but do I get it? Magnetism, yeah, but the servant volley that we get to talk about real life stuff. Does some of it matter? Yes. Does some of it? And it's the people upstairs. The new neighbors.
But no, I mean, please, if there's anybody in my generation and they have a suggestion of something,
I love
oh, look at
that.
our toesies, they kind of match.
Yeah.
If there's squirrel, if there's anything that,
Exactly.
you know, you want me to touch up on, by all means,
Or
please.
now we do want to take portions of the podcast on the road. Is there a place that you would like us to go and, I don't know, scope out, get our nails done at, and just go see? Oh, here comes Alexis.
Oh.
Podcast microphone's on.
Hello. How are you? Oh, you
Oh,
know,
living the
talking
life.
shit.
She's
What are we talking
asking.
about? I want
Actually, we're not talking shit. She was just asking the viewers if there was anything, any topics for her age group.
podcasting. I'm so sorry. That's okay.
No, we have to do it this way because
No,
the
that's
minute
fine.
we turn
It's
the
real.
microphone on, people come in.
Man. I can't wait. No offense to those who walk in, like they know when we're on, you know.
So we're on 24/7
Well,
here.
that's what I'm saying. Like, no offense to people at all, but I can't wait till we have like a space to
Exactly,
talk.
exactly. I'll get a top-notch little
Well, it's just
office
like me
downtown.
and my brain. It's like, ooh, what were we talking about? I have to wash my hands now real quick.
Guests, and this is intimidating enough, but
Right.
when you are in a public space and customers are still allowed to come in while you're recording, it can be a bit much.
Yeah.
But this right here, oh, that smells like a major train wreck. That'll be a That won't end pretty. That won't end well. Wow. I just love just keep life just keeps trucking.
Shit, what the fuck were we talking about? See what I mean?
Yeah, that.
Well, backtrack to the one thing that I can only remember. If anybody has suggestions on something that
Oh
they
yeah,
want
that's
me
what we
to
were
talk
talking about.
about,
That's what we were talking about.
specifically those in my generation, please, by all means, let me know.
Those next.
That'd be a cute color on you, not me.
Well, not that color. They come in black. I like.
Oh.
I could never pull that off with the thigh chub in the front. No. Well, but now I see why people. I got, with all the reviews, they're like, oh, I wear it with shapewear. And I find it so odd that people will wear shapewear under pants. But
I
now I get
can't.
it because
I mean, I do get it too, but
these Hilara jeans, and I love them. We're not sponsored or anything by Hilara, but they're very thin. The material isn't like a thick denim, which I prefer, and I don't like the
If I'm wearing
stretch. I don't like that.
shapewear with cute pants like that, how's my man gonna be grabbing on my fucking
Well, I don't
thighs
have,
that he loves?
number one, I don't have one of those. And
But
number
you know what
two,
it's like.
fair enough. I was just talking. I don't know. Like listening to Tara talk a little bit. It can be anybody or a girlfriend talking about their husband and, just husband shit. And there are times that I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I don't got one of those. And then, you're painting your toes and I'm like, oh, I miss that. Or, certain things. So it would be really nice if I could find one. But he wanted me in the tiny home next door. And he just, I mean, I wouldn't want to
So
be
you
there
don't
all the
think the
time. I
next
would
one
want
you
to
want to
sleep.
be
Oh, I want to cuddle. I want all
together?
the things. No, I want all the things. But I'm going to need a place where, like, if I need to go, I need my time.
You are quite literally the version, like you are your own version of like Carrie and Mr. Big
I don't
because
even know who that is.
Sex
Oh,
and the
yeah,
City.
no.
I'm just saying like when it
She's
comes
just a little.
But I'm
She's in a big
saying when it comes to
apartment.
their privacy, like they both want like some days where they wanted like to be apart type shit.
Yeah.
That's wild. You can catch me up my man's ass
Yeah, but
24/7.
you're 25, I'm 55.
I am 25. Yes, I get that,
So
but
I have a dude on Facebook that reached out, and I told you he's got your total dad vibes. He's a Libra. Reaches out just to tell me that. Finds me sexually attractive and he thinks about me often. And it's usually always
I mean, as he
sexually. But
should.
he, yeah, but this is what he says to me. It makes me ornery.
I don't like that
His attraction to me makes him ornery. As an abused woman, is that supposed to be a turn on? Like, it makes he, and I said, so can you clarify a little bit? Just to be clear, your attraction for me makes you ornery.
Ornery.
And then he spelled it hornery, like he's hornery, angry, and horny. And he's like,
And
why do you
ornery.
have to live so far away and why can't you be my age? Because he's 62. And then he's got low self-esteem. You probably wouldn't want me anyway. Right there, puke. And then he gives the thumbs up. I can't stand. Here, y'all, if you're in my message box, don't give me the fucking thumbs up. I hate
I
it.
fucking hate
I
the thumbs
fucking
up.
hate it.
I will argue to this
I
day.
fucking hate it.
Dad does that shit
I
all
know.
the time.
I know.
Oh, man.
And K.
K.
And K.
K.
I fucking hate K.
K.
I fucking hate K.
God.
And if it's a capital case K, I fucking hate you.
Man.
Fuck
That's.
it. Yeah. Fuck you. I hate Libra.
Or even okay.
Fucking,
Fuck
yeah.
the.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Okie dokie. That's what
Fuck.
I say. I like saying okie dokie.
Yeah, fuck off. Yeah.
Fucking K.
Yeah, no.
What are we in Fallout? Fucking
I
thumbs
hate.
up.
I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna prove it because read his vibes. Read the vibes. Read the vibes. I'm not in the wrong here, but I am gonna share it because I need confirmation. I really don't because I don't know what I'm feeling. But this is just funny. And of course I gotta have a retort, but what a dumbass. I fucking hate it. Hell of a day at sea. As always. Stay curious. See, that's why we get. I love that my life and everybody else's life, not just my own, takes many routes. Do you see where that route just went? Holy hell, fuck. In the matter of 5 minutes?
Right.
Wow, crazy, crazy. What looks like crazy? An ordinary day. Because every day, day in, day in, day in, day out, day in, day out. Would you like to be part of Christy and I's book club? They're giving away free books at Kendall College. It's called Gen X, and each book has like post-it notes from the college kid that read it. So it has like their side notes and all the things. Thinking about making a podcast episode. You think about it, and we'll announce it for the long winter, like to read a book. But there are free books left, and I will grab you one randomly that still has all the post-it notes and stuff in it. But Christy and I would like it to be exclusive, so. But if you and I do it and read it, we can talk about it on the podcast because Christy's on chapter two and said it's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm down to reading stuff.
Getting that time of year. Sweater, weather.
Weather.
Sweater, weather. Sweater, weather.
Well, on that note, we can close out
What's the date today?
August 28th.
End of the month. We are coming in hot to episode 37. Stay tuned, y'all,
Yeah.
because we got lots more coming down the pike. Way more we could have talked about today.
Could have.
Sorry about the interruptions. This is real life in real time. But as always,
Stay curious.
Thank you.